here at the Roadhouse, and joining us now from his home in Maryland Heights, Missouri, which is a suburb of St. Louis, is a gentleman by the name of Steve Wilson. And Steve may be, from the last couple of days, one of the more famous people in the United States. And Steve, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the Roadhouse tonight.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you here. Now, for those people who haven't seen it across the wires, and first of all, I do want to thank you because I know that you have been really busy with interviews. And you scoop poop, right?
Yep. I pick up pet waste in everybody's yards.
You work for a company called Duty Calls Pet Waste Removal Service. Now, my first question is, or comment is, I had no idea that there were companies that did this. I thought we all had to go out after our own dogs and scoop. But how many different clients does your company have?
Currently, right now, myself, I'm responsible for approximately 50 people a week, okay?
50 homes a week that you scoop poop at.
Right, and there's another team that's responsible for about another 20 or so a week. So there's about total of 70 in the St. Louis area just for my one company. There's
now
multiple companies in the St. Louis area.
So how often do you go? You've got 50 clients. How often do you go to their homes? Once a week?
Most clients, it's once every other week or once a week, depending upon how often the client wants the yard cleaned.
And I don't mean to pry, but for the average person, what does this cost to have them do this?
Well, it's the prorated scale according to the number of dogs you have and how much acreage we have to cover. I have one customer alone that's over 2 acres I cover in 1 yard.
Oh, geez.
Mm-hmm.
So it's by acreage and number of dogs, not by volume.
No. It was by volume. I might get some more money.
You probably would get paid a lot more. That's probably true. Well, now let's get to the story at hand. Not too long ago, you were doing your job. Steve, I got to tell you, your job to me typifies the old thing. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you were scooping poop at somebody's yard, and you discovered something unusual as you were scooping.
Yes. Part of my job is not just cleaning up the mess, but also inspecting it to make sure that the dogs aren't sick.
Really?
Yes, that's at least half of my job. We'll indicate if they've got diarrhea, if they've got worms, if there's blood in the stool. Myself, personally, I found that a couple of times that there was a problem there and indicated it to the client, and they immediately took the dog to the vet and therefore prevented them from getting even sicker or possibly dying.
So you're obviously not just providing a cleanup service, but all a pretty valuable
safe gap.
Safe gap, yeah, absolutely.
Very definitely.
So anyway, so you were inspecting doing your job.
It kind of set us background. It was pouring down rain. Okay, so we do this no matter what.
Things
the weather.
Get better. Things just get better, don't
right,
they?
Right. Sure. And while I was doing it, I happened to look down, and here's this bright green and purple color, and I'm going like, wait a minute. Well, I knew the dog ate a lot of paper because I would find like paper towels or toilet paper or whatever in there. But I'm going like, this doesn't look like a paper towel or toilet paper. Well, I took my little rake, which is what I used to scoop it up with, and was prying around, and all of a sudden the corner of a $5 bill pops out.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm going like, whoa, wait a minute, the dog ate a $5. So I said, okay. So I kind of left that there, went on, did some more, and I found another bill. And I'm going like, wait a minute. So I started gathering it all together, and it was all fairly close together, and set it out to where the rain could rinse it off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
you're doing it in
when
rain,
I got all said and done, and I found two 20s and three 5s and three 1s, or parts of them.
Uh-huh.
And there was enough there, actually, for most of them, that they actually had the serial numbers on them.
Oh, my gosh.
So if anybody knows anything about the Federal Bank, if you've got at least half of a bill with a serial number on it, they'll replace it.
Now, did you know that before this story came out?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I knew that because I have friends that work for banks.
I see, okay.
And they said you wouldn't believe some of the stories they tell what people would come in. Of course, that they wash their money all the time, although that doesn't tear them up. The money is tough enough, paper money, that it'll take washing through the washer and dryer, no problem at all.
Now, as I understand it, and I want to remind our listeners of visiting with Steve Wilson, who works for Duty Calls Pet Waste Removal Service down in... Now, is the company in Illinois, or is the company
in... No, the company is actually a national franchise.
Oh, it is. Okay.
And the St. Louis branch is run by my general manager, Ken Tipton, who actually lives in L.A. right now.
Oh, I see.
But
okay.
He's originally from the St. Louis area.
I gotcha.
And I was doing my job, and I happened to notice the money. Well, I knew that my client was out of town. So I left her a note on the door, and I left her a note on her phone, her answering machine, saying, when you get back, contact me. I didn't know at that time it was $58. I just knew it was at least 40, you
sure.
know. I said, I think I found about $40 in your yard from your dog in the poop. So I took it home in a Ziploc bag. I have key spare ones in my truck.
I'll bet you do. Yeah.
And I also have dog biscuits in there because we give out dog treats to the dogs, too.
Yep, and I'm assuming rubber gloves as well.
Yeah, well, okay. Actually, I don't need gloves because I use a rake and a bucket
okay.
with a bag in it. I don't actually touch it with my hands.
Got
if
it.
I do, I've got plenty of the Purell to clean them, you know.
Okay, good. So, but you took the stuff.
I took it home,
yeah.
And then I gave it because I'd rinsed it off very thoroughly to where there was nothing left on it. It just kind of smelled, you know. And I then gave it to my wife to wash with my work clothes. We washed those separate from everything else.
I can understand that too.
So she laundered the money then.
In a different sort of way than we normally
familiar with. Yeah,
that's
a different sort of way, but she literally laundered the money. Yes.
Now, it seems to me, Steve, that this is for yourself and particularly for your wife. This is going above and beyond the call of duty when you're washing somebody's money that you found in their dog poop.
I don't know above and beyond.
No?
It's like theirs. I was going to return it to them, but I wanted to be as clean as possible before I gave it back to her.
So now you did return the money, and in reading about this, it sounds as though that one of the things that has surprised you and amused you even the most is that people are somewhat surprised that you'd take the money back to her.
Well, of course. It's her money.
Yeah. And I thought the same thing. Why would people be surprised about that? But apparently that's somewhat unexpected in some people's
lives.
Yeah,
which I don't understand either, but that's just my thing. And that still tickles me to this day. And even when I mentioned it to my mother, what had happened and how much was going on about it, she said, I expected nothing less. That's the way I raised you.
Oh, spoken like a true mother.
Mom.
Now, as I understand it, by the way, the name of the dog that you were scooping up after is Fosse. It was a rather large 110-pound golden retriever and poodle mix.
Mm-hmm.
Fosse has eaten some rather unusual things.
Including one of her bras. And they have x-rays to prove it, yes.
I think she needs to she needs to be a little bit more careful where she leaves her undergarments and money lying around.
Or Fosse needs to get some hobbies.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, something, that's for sure.
That's amazing. Now, let's talk a little bit about what's happened after this story came out. And I first saw it, as probably a lot of people did, and kind of one of these unusual news things in the paper. But this has kind of really sparked a surge of attention for you, hasn't it?
It's actually been incredible. The thing that was kind of give you a background, the week that it basically, shall we say, hit the fan.
You've been working on this now, haven't you?
Oh, I sure have. You wouldn't believe the joke some of my customers have been throwing at me.
I bet you we can, yeah.
Anyway, the week that it happened, I had jury duty Monday and Tuesday. So I didn't find out about this until Wednesday. Well, I get a message on my cell phone, which I finally checked because when you're in court, they don't allow you to use your phone.
Absolutely.
So Wednesday morning, I get up and I check my cell phone, and there's a message on there saying, check your email. And I said, okay. So I check my email, and he says on there, you won't believe this. And then the second one says, you're famous. And then the third one said, you know, and I'm going like, what? And it turns out that when he gave it to, like, the weird news section out there, AP picked it up, and it went viral. It went all over the world.
Oh, so this is something that your boss gave
he had me take a picture of it because he thought it was cute, and they were going to post it in the company intranet. You know?
Okay, sure.
And he thought, well, while I'm at it, I'll send a picture and the story out to Weird News. And AP picked it up, and then from there on, everybody in the world was wanting to know about it. It was just unbelievable, the response. It just blew my mind.
It is. One wonders about slow news days. But now, I also heard that there's a chance that you might get a spot on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Anything coming with that?
Pretty much, we've been told that's not going to happen.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
We've got maybe another show that might be interested in, but I won't mention it until we're sure.
Sure,
of that.
Sure. Well, that's understandable. But
we've got another one that we actually want more.
In the meantime, you're doing lots of radio and TV and all the rest of that. Now, let me ask you this. Is this how long have you been doing this job, Steve?
I've been doing it for almost a year.
Uh-huh. And do you like your job?
I like being outside. I like interacting with people.
Uh-huh.
Don't like the smell.
Probably not. Probably not.
The exercise is great for me. I mean, literally, I've probably lost about 45 pounds. And
are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, think about walking 2 acres of land in an hour and 20 minutes to clean all this up, and you're carrying around 12 or 15 pounds of poop with one arm.
Yeah, yeah.
And walking around in the heat and the cold and all kinds of weather and up and down hills and around. It's a lot of exercise.
Well, now, I have a somewhat large yard, not huge, but before I mow, I got to go out. I've got a dog and, mm-hmm. you know, make sure to clean up. And what kind of grid pattern, how do you work it? I mean, I've worked with different, you know, I've tried to think up different ways to do it, and I end up still missing stuff. How do you approach it?
The best way to do it is like I used to have to do policing in an area when I was in the military.
Yes.
So I've had experience of doing other things like this. And what you do is you just lay out a straight line and immediately make a turn and then come back. Follow that same line back and just back and forth, just like you're cutting grass, basically.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
And just in your mind, you lay out a grid to where when you get to the end of it and you do landmarks just like the farmers used to do plowing their field.
Uh-huh.
You sight on a tree and you just walk straight towards that tree and keep looking up at it every now and then. And just follow that line, and then the next one is just like a foot and a half, 2-3 feet over from that, and go back.
So you want to make sure that
back and forth.
Your sight is somewhat
and,
overlapping the other one, just like
yes,
you say,
definitely.
Just like normal. Interesting, mm-hmm. interesting. So do you think you're going to keep on doing this for a while?
Well, I'm going to do it until I find something better, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah,
yeah. And the way that jobs are nowadays and things to do it.
Hey, you're working, right?
Tough. I'm working, yeah.
Absolutely. We have been visiting with Steve Wilson, who works, as I mentioned, for Duty Calls Pet Waste Remover Service. It's a national firm, a franchise firm. He lives in Maryland Heights, just outside of St. Louis. And I want to thank you very much. I realize, again, how busy you've been with interviews, and I really appreciate the fact that you're willing to join us on the Roadhouse. And it's kind of a great story.
Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate you being with us, Steve. Thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Okay,
you
take
Bye.
Care. You know, Ann.
Yes, Bob.
We do find interesting things to talk about. And like I say, it may have been a... But you know, just recently, in fact, just last week, this kind of strikes a familiar note, because just last week in our own paper, do you ever read the police reports?
Always.
The law enforcement
Always.
Reports? Yeah, I do too. And here's one out of the blue, and I actually emailed it to several friends of mine with the caption, you know, you can't make this stuff up, about a guy up at Grand Portage at the Trading Post, the store up there, who apparently at about 5:30 in the morning, pooped in front of the front door and wandered on down toward the campground. I never did hear what happened about it, but
perhaps there'll be a follow-up story in this week's paper.
Perhaps there will. There isn't, as a matter of fact. I've already checked. And I was going to call, you know, maybe.
You got to wonder.
Yeah. What was the outcome? Or well, I guess we know what the outcome was, but but as far as I know, we don't have any services like that up here. And not
for picking up
and not other than pet.
Boy, you know, I'd seriously consider hiring that if they had it up here. I hate that job.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing good about it,
I guess.
Well,
and part of it is my own, you know, slacker behavior and never mowing my lawn. So
well, that gets to be a problem.
Then I'm, you know, really searching.
you have to almost do the hands and knees deal then, and that's too
dangerous.
Tough. You're way too close to the... source there. So at any rate, thanks so much to Steve for joining us.